Okay, we could do this on Talking Head, actually. Need to get back to that, right? So, we have this video here with this guy, or I think it's a guy because he has a beardy hair in his face. If that makes you a guy nowadays. Saying that God is... non-binary is transsexual. And, well, it's an interesting theory. Let's see here. I'm just writing something here, creating a folder for this topic. This is a program here that I want to make. Is God transsexual? Is that a good title for a program? So anyway, I will put that guy's or whoever. How do you deal with this non-binary language today? I'm too old for this. It spoke. About that, and I'm just now downloading that video from YouTube, and voila, it's called Madonna Lost It on Stage Thanks to a Clumsy Backup Dancer, whatever that has to do with it. Anyway, so that's its little Talking Head program, and I, since I'm inspired now, I could as well speak it here. Least a synopsis or a little script, because here we don't use scripts, right? So I saw this guy. I think it was a guy because he had some beardy hair in the face, if that makes you a guy nowadays, I don't know. But saying that, you know, with great confidence that God must be transsexual, non-binary. I know that. I mean, we just show what he says there. And this is kind of interesting because otherwise heard mostly people say who want to kind of or feel uncomfortable with the forms and roles that we find in this world, thinking that such things are just material, they like to think of God more as an energy or as something, a oneness, something rather than someone. What to speak of somebody, which indicates that you have a form of a body like we have. Some would think then that this is anthropomorphism and it's just typical human construction of God, imagined to be of the same form as ourselves. Now, of course, that idea I could never really buy it, because first of all, it sounds so impersonal and more like God is a thing or just an energy floating around or just something that you can't relate to. I mean, or that we are God too. We're just actually one with all that energy, and there is no distinction, no personality, no individuality, no relationship. Because I think that's the most important, right? If someone treats you impersonally, then you feel offended, and me too. And we would like to have relationships. Isn't that nice? If we would just be nice towards each other, then, because that's what love is about. You can't just sit alone or in a undefined oneness and love. Well, it depends, of course, how you see it. But anyway, that's how I feel and always felt about that. And then you got this, which is nicer, because at least God now is an individual, right? Person like you and I. But then, well, that's the person who spoke, there seems to be a kind of, if not a bit towards the mid spectrum of gender, at least speaking about it, and being kind of into that, which then of course make it a bit natural for such a person to think of God as non-binary, as transsexual, as well, basically a hermaphrodite or something. But again, that's anthropomorphism, that's a construction that a human does, which we tend to do then, of course, colored by who we ourselves are, what we think what God should be like and all that. Now, I'm looking at it from another point of view. If you go to India and other cultures as well, but I happen to know the Indian one best, so I look at that now, the old Vedic culture of, you know, stemming back from thousands of years ago, ancient India. You find a very which is of course a very spiritual culture. You just go to India and there are temples all over. In some towns, there are thousands of temples in one little town. I mean, very spiritual country. So, and there they have a very clear understanding of God, not as strictly male, as at least I grew up with from our European tradition, at least up here in North, where we're not Catholics. And you got the Maria there, I don't know, not really as a wife of God, but yeah, mother of Jesus, right? So anyway, but here in India you have God and Goddess, God and Goddess. And there are many gods, and I understood also there, some of them are not really God with a capital G, but divinities, powerful and heavenly abodes of this world, while there is definitely monotheism there, that there is a supreme Bhagavan, but who also is a couple. Not, and that's, I think, the beautiful next step that this person who speaks here could maybe be interested in hearing and considering, that God is both male and female. Not neither one, but both. Can you understand the difference? Neither, well, that makes it there in between non-gender, right? Non-binary. But we're talking binary here. Female, totally the actual origin and source and essence of female. And then you've got the male side to God, which is the male from whom all other males emanate, so to speak. And that's why we find male and female here. Because everything we find here, that's also there in the Indian philosophy, this microcosm, everything we find here in our world reflects, but in a smaller scale, God and God's reality, the real world, this little scene, stage we are living on here for a short time, which is not really a real world then, right? So, and that's the beauty. And actually, there is a little more to it, that God is one, but at the same time, two. And there is even a Sanskrit word for it, Beda Beda Tattva. It's a philosophical concept that you deal with when you're studying philosophy in India, which is very much then, of course, about God and the soul and us and existence, including our that personality issue and including the gender issue, which is really about love. And we can talk a lot about this, but relationships. So all the relationships we have between each other are part of that divine relationship between male and female God, Radha and Krishna, as we find Lakshmi, Narayan, Parvati, Shiva, and so on. So I just think this is very beautiful. But how can they be? How can God be at the same time one and two? That's the mystery. And therefore they add the word achintya, beda beda tattva, which means inconceivable to us humans. And then I came up on some professor from China who's made a series of lectures teaching about Tai Chi and Yin Yang and all that, and who said, interestingly, the same thing, that you got Yang and you got Yin. Yang is the male-ish polarity, and Yin, the female. And then he said, so how is it? Then there is another concept called the Tai Chi, which is the oneness. So how is it? Are they one or are they two? Yin and Yang. And he smiled and said, they are both one and two at the same time. Just the same as we find there in India. So I think we should, rather than sitting here, we Westerners, speculating, creating our own imaginary ideas, sorry, but that's what we often can do. I think it's worthwhile to turn east and study. They have some pretty deep wisdom there, knowledge there, about God and the soul, us. And they don't even call it religion. It's philosophy.